KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Utah and the Environmental Protection Agency settled a lawsuit Wednesday over the Gold King mine spill. 5 years ago, EPA workers were sent to mitigate pollutants at the closed mine. Instead, they accidentally released more than 3 million gallons of contaminated mine water into the Animas River. As part of the settlement, the EPA will spend $220 million reclaiming abandoned mine sites, including the Bonita Peak Superfund site that contains the Gold King mine. The state of Utah will also receive $3 million to spend on clean water projects. The Mancos School District has delayed its first day of classes by 1 week in order to prepare teachers to follow a new curriculum. KSJD's Austin Cope has more.
Mancos schools are switching to a state-supported, online-based curriculum called Colorado Digital Learning Solutions. Superintendent Brian Hansen says teachers will use its content and schedule when they're in the classroom. He says that will allow classes to continue online in case virus outbreaks force schools to suspend in-person classes. He says it will also allow families more flexibility to move their students in and out of the classroom if needed. The delayed start will allow for extra teacher training and preparation for the transition. For KSJD, I'm Austin Cope.
Mancos schools are now scheduled to start on August 24. They are the only district in the county to delay reentry. This is KSJD News.